Yes.
What would be the old meaning and then the new meaning?
The old meaning would be funny, mm-hmm. weird. New meaning would be like fag and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Has queer meant homosexual since you can remember, or has that just been the past few years?
I'd say at least in the past 5 or 6 years.
Mm-hmm. Someone who makes up his own mind, and then you can't argue with him. He's going to do things his way.
Stubborn.
Huh?
Stubborn.
Okay. Anything else you'd call him?
Hard-headed.
And say if something had happened to embarrass someone, you'd say, well, you better not tease him about that, because on that subject he's still a little bit...
mad. Sore.
Huh?
Sore.
Okay. Or if he's pretty sensitive about it, you say he's a little...
touchy.
And someone's about to lose their temper, you might tell him, now just...
cool it.
Or just keep...
calm.
Huh?
Calm.
Say the whole thing.
Or just keep calm.
And if you had been working very hard, you'd say you were very...
tired.
Any other ways of saying that?
No.
You say, I'm just completely...
worn out.
And if a person had been well, and then suddenly you hear that they've got some disease, you'd say, well, yesterday they were fine. When was it that they...
got sick.
And if a person went out in bad weather and came in with sneezing and all, you'd say...
you must have caught a cold.
Okay, or he went out in the rain and he...
caught a cold, got sick.
And if you do that, you have a...
cold.
Or you call that a... what... something stuck in your throat, you have to...
cough.
And if you can't talk right, you sound a little bit...
hoarse.
And if you normally went to bed at 10 o'clock and then one night you stayed up until 1 or 2 o'clock, by that time you'd be feeling pretty...
sleepy.
And do you ever use the word drowsy?
No.
And you say, at 6 o'clock in the morning, I'm gonna...
wake up.
And you say, he's still sleeping. You better go in there and...
wake him up.
And someone who can't hear anything at all, they're completely...
deaf.
And if a man had been out working in the sun and he takes off his shirt and it's all wet, you say, look how much I...
sweat.
And... you'd say, in that hot sun, he really sweat a lot.
Sweated a lot.
And a sore that comes to a head is called a... has a core in it.
Pimple?
Or what else could you call it?
I don't know.
Do you ever call it a boil?
I never did have any boils, so I didn't ever call them boils. I've heard it called boils, though.
What's the stuff that drains out of it?
Pus.
And the stuff that drains out of a blister?
I don't know. It's kind of like water, like moisture from your skin, I think.
Mm-hmm. And if someone got shot or stabbed, you'd have to get a doctor to look at the...
wound.
Huh?
Wound.
And sometimes the wound doesn't heal back right. It gets sort of a skinless growth around it. It's got to be cut out or burned out. You'd call that...
I don't know.
Did you ever hear some kind of flesh?
No, I never heard that.
Did you ever hear plowed flesh or proud flesh?
No.
And if you have a cut on your finger, a brown liquid medicine that stings, you could put on it.
You cure comb?
Well, what else?
Brown liquid.
They don't use it so much now, but... you might have had it from your
room. Iodine?
Huh?
Iodine?
Okay. Do you ever use that?
No.
What's a real bitter medicine people used to take?
Can't think of it. Tom Sawyer used to give it to his cat. What was it?